Hey, podcasters. Claire, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
Hey, on today's catch-up, when was your fart to remember? Sounds like a song.
The stars of the Book of Mormon join us in studio.
Matt's dog Florence is on heat, in case you were wondering.
And an update on Hits from Your Hood, Coburn.
This Big Breakfast catch-up is for ABC Blinds up to 50% off sale.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
We all know the old saying, crime doesn't pay.
No, it doesn't.
And for
some people it
does. For a dude who was in a bit of trouble in Missouri.
The banking industry, for example.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. There's a dude in Missouri in the States who got himself into a little bit of trouble. He was trying to avoid the Liberty Police Department officers over the weekend, and they were searching in vain for this bad guy.
You can imagine it, can't you? You're hiding, you're trying to keep quiet.
Oh, and you've got to hold
your
breath.
Don't breathe. I need to sneeze. Yeah. Oh, no.
He was a man wanted on a warrant charging possession of controlled substances.
Good on him.
It's funny that because the story goes there. But anyway, this gentleman was doing his best, as you say, avoiding police. You can hide behind a hedge jump over a couple of walls, a couple of fences. Unfortunately, as the constabulary got close, he let out a huge one of these. Wasn't the smell that got him nailed. It was the sound.
Yeah. Another moment where Mix 94.5 raises the bar.
Wow.
Well, we have.
We really have. That's a bit sad when your fluff gives you away.
Well, yes, but...
He should have changed his position, really.
Well, he tried to. That's what forced it out.
Yeah, he's moving around too much, Paulie.
I mean, I don't know if this is a boy thing, but certainly when one does pass wind with gusto, there's a sense of pride.
Oh, absolutely.
And you remember those, and you will then go and tell people about what...
Really?
Know. Yes, absolutely.
Do you only remember the awkward ones, though, when you think, oh, I was on a date and it happened, or I was somewhere special and then she smelt it?
Awkward one?
Yeah, she smelled it, you dealt it.
I think all fluffs are awkward.
How about those ones where you're walking and it's a constant? What I mean?
Yes.
And you just keep going down the street.
In timing. Yeah.
I did one of those yesterday, running Florence.
Yeah, thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
I can't believe that this is a thing. I just, you know me, I don't fluff, so I don't know.
No.
Have you got like a fluff you remember?
You do.
Absolutely.
You have one that you think was a particularly poignant moment.
I remember this more clearly than anything else in my childhood.
Yeah. Mm.
I let one, it was silent but violent.
Right. Yeah.
On your brother Carl's head.
No, at the breakfast table.
Right.
Yeah.
And when it finally hit my mum, like a slow moving cold front, warm front.
Warm front.
Occluded front.
Yeah.
She started dry retching.
Oh, really? That's so bad. That's funny. And she's never forgotten it either.
She's never forgotten
it. She's still got the smell in her nostrils.
If I bring it up, she starts shaking.
Oh,
that's disgusting.
I don't know how much time we've got now. I've got a quick one.
Yeah.
So when I first did my commercial license, when I was 16, I had to do a commercial medical, and you have to get this dye put in your eye, and you have to sit there for about 20 minutes and let it run through, and they can check your eyes.
Sure.
Yes. And I had to go back to the waiting room, and there's these plastic back chairs, like an auditorium for a bum, basically.
Sure.
And I fell asleep in the waiting room.
Yes.
And I remember being half asleep and pushing one out and then opening my eyes, and there were three other people in the waiting room just staring at me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, very embarrassing.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Very embarrassing.
Freddy Fart Pants next.
Oh, all right. 133353.
Oh, no.
I don't know. Producer Tom's telling me
to. No, let's go to calls.
133353. When was your fart to remember? Come on. No, you guys actually do remember them, though, clearly.
Yeah, clearly.
Could you imagine it? We're gathered here today.
I haven't had a lot of success in my life, but I remember those.
You remember those.
Yeah.
The Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Always remember the fart to remember.
Yeah, we were going to do a phoner about the situation in the Middle East, but instead we've gone with when was your fart to remember.
Well, we like to go highbrow on the show. Well, there was a guy in Missouri who was being followed by the police. He was hiding successfully in his mind, and then...
He let one off and he got caught.
Let one rip.
Oh, dear. Steve's in Kewdale. Steve, you've got a memorable fart you'd like to share with us.
Kimber said fart. What do you got, Steve?
It was the gift. Here you go, everyone. This one was the gift that kept on giving.
Oh, no.
Oh,
I was at a company Christmas function, and we were trying all these lovely different dishes and copious amounts of different types of liquor, and... A lot of us decided we were going to the casino, so we jumped into a high ace.
Still making yourself laugh over it?
Less than 50 metres down the track, and we let one go. And all the windows came down, the boys started punching me. The taxi driver even had to put his window down. He said, out the window. But then we got to the casino, and I'd start giggling, and because it was pretty loud, the boys knew what had happened. So they started punching me and walked off, and they said, it was my people walking along and stopped dead in their tracks. The first thought was when I got home, and I staggered into the bedroom, and I got in the bed, and she was telling me the next day, you reeked of alcohol. You just couldn't believe how much alcohol was coming out of. And then you farted.
Oh, Steve-o.
She actually got the Glen 20 and sprayed me.
Oh, my God. There were parts of Steve's phone line cutting out. Yeah. I really wish it wasn't. Hearing your reaction to that, Steve, was the funniest thing of that.
You laugh that hard about it even now, Steve. Oh,
thanks, man. Beautiful, thanks, buddy.
That has changed how I feel about fluffs. Oh. To know that that could bring such joy to a person, and that was the best call I've heard.
Twitter. You know what? It didn't matter that his phone was broken up.
No. You could easily fill in the dots.
Yeah, in Maddington. G'day, Chrissy. You got a story about a fart to remember.
Yeah, hi. We used to have this waterbed, and my husband trapped me in the waterbed and let off this ripper, and I was fighting my way to get out of the bed. Now, it's impossible because all the blankets were tucked in, and I was trying to burrow out the side, trying to kick him off the top of the bed where he entrapped me. I just about died of suffocation.
Dutch oven.
Pardon?
Dutch oven. There you go. You got ya.
Oh, my God. It was a beauty.
Oh, and you wish you didn't remember it, Chrissy.
Yeah.
No, but I just can't. Every time I say, are you going to do one? Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. And it must be a boy thing because my sons used to do it too. And we had a button in the car. And they'd lock this button in the car so I couldn't wind down the window.
Yes. Yes.
And
perfect.
And then just let it slip.
That makes it funnier.
That's great.
Oh, thanks, Chrissy.
Oh, beautiful.
There are so many calls that we couldn't take. That's how insane this is. There are so many people
who
have called up.
We'll take some more, I think.
Yeah, we're glad that Chrissy survived.
Keep them coming.
This will fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
We started talking about, what do you call it, passing wind? This
passing
morning,
wind, yes.
Fluffing.
Fluffs.
Fluffing.
Fluffs.
The
because
fluff.
Bottom burp.
Well, because a guy in Missouri was running away from the force, the Liberty Police Department there, and then all of a sudden he let one rip and they located him pretty quickly.
Yes.
Didn't even need the heat seeker, or was that night vision?
It's exactly right.
Night vision goggles.
Smelt him out.
Yeah. Smell-o-vision.
But we want to know, what was your fluff to remember? Catherine in Cardup, when was yours?
Mine was about 3 or 4 weeks ago. I'm a photographer and I was doing a photo shoot in the studio.
Yeah.
And
right.
I had a family in for a photo shoot. There was mum, dad and the two kids. And we were doing, I just got the dad on his own to do a couple of shots and I crouched down and let my mother rip. And all I could hear behind me was the kids absolutely cracking up.
Oh,
that is
and
hilarious.
I just kept going like nothing had happened.
Of course.
Did you?
You're a professional.
That's all I could do.
Hey,
I
Catherine,
love it.
That'd be handy to get people to laugh or smile for photos.
Yeah.
Use it as a technique, as a tactic.
What I love is that you're talking about, you know, like a couple of kids behind you giggling and here's Captain Paul in here laughing from the minute you said, I'm a photographer. He could see what was coming.
Yeah. We said kids.
Thanks,
Good
Catherine.
On you, Catherine. And of course,
no problem. The main
thing about Catherine's call is that it turns out that ladies do.
Yeah.
Plus.
Oh, my God, we've broken it.
Oh, my God.
The myth is over.
Let's go to Aluka. Clint, tell us about your fluff to remember.
Oh, g'day, guys. Look, mine was just mortifying. I was on a mine site, and they figured pretty well on the sites, and I think I'd smashed down a steak, no doubt, that night covered in pepper sauce, and I snuck out the back door to go back to my room, and I looked around, no one around, and there was a little partition wall there where they hide the bins behind. I thought, I'm right here, and I just let one rip that would... They'd bring tears to your eyes. And then I said out loud, oh, thank God. And then a voice came from the darkness. It was one of the poor chefs who was sitting down behind that partition wall. It said, thanks a lot for that. And I just let one rip right in his face.
Oh. You let one that would peel paint, Clint. Well done.
Oh, look, and I was in such a senior position on the mine and I was absolutely mortified.
Great.
They just give it to me. weeks after that. I was just so embarrassed.
Well, maybe the chef took it as a sign of approval for what he'd cooked.
Might have been.
Oh, thanks, Clint.
Unreal. I did do one walking in recent times. We were walking around the suburb at home, and Laurie goes, "Would you stop doing that?" And then a dog started barking. So every time. And I go, they respond to that?
They do.
So bizarre.
You've hit that sound that they hit, only dogs can hear.
It's like,
yeah. No, everyone can hear it. John's in Wilson. John, what was your fart to remember?
My fart was many years ago. I was in high school and my teacher had kept kicking me out of the class. And I'd been brewing for a while and I was like, you know what, I'm going to get you back. So I walked around the wall and I saw the aircon duct sucking the air into the bathroom.
Sure.
So I decided to pull my pants down and release the most deadliest concoction I've ever created.
Nice.
I peek around the corner. I see three classrooms evacuate with one person vomiting over the side of the railing.
Wow. Ooh.
Well, they had a Ford and Doonan day.
Wow,
what,
into the vent.
Had a vindaloo the night before, John? That sounds like a beauty.
No, I had my dad's curried egg and cheese and onion sandwich.
Nice.
Wow,
beautiful sandwich.
How vengeful children can be.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thanks, John.
No worries.
Like the glorified version of fart in a jar, isn't it? It's unreal.
Oh,
thanks, John.
That was the best phoner we've ever done.
No, I think it was, yeah.
I feel ill.
Yeah. Oh, we're all
There's
out of
room
job.
For more. Let's do some more tomorrow.
Everything Perth. For Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Finally, the Book of Mormon Broadway smash hit musical is coming to Perth.
Hello.
Hi.
My name is
Jesus Christ.
You have a lovely home.
Hello.
It's an amazing book.
Bonjour.
Hola.
Ni hao.
Nayamo Elder White.
Are these your kids?
This book gives you the secret to eternal life.
Sound good?
Eternal life.
Jesus Christ.
It's super fun.
Hello.
Ding dong. And if you let us in, we'll show you.
Hey, there you go. The Tony Olivier Grabby and Helpman Award-winning show is starting at Crown Theatre September 3. And Blake and Nick from Book of Mormon, welcome, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
Morning.
Guys, I said earlier that as soon as I found out this show was coming, I absolutely have to go because everyone around the world has told me it's sensational, even though I know only what we just heard about it. I'm not religious. I don't know much. Do I need to be to either understand the show or love the show?
No, I actually think it's wonderful that you don't know anything about the show. That's the way you want to see this show, is completely blind.
Yeah.
Great.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah, you don't want to know anything going in. I think that's the perfect way to see it. Just let it happen.
Yeah. Now, it's cleaned up across the globe. That's with its awards. Mm-hmm. Now, in case people don't know, the show was written by Trey Parker and Matt Stone from South Park fame.
It certainly was.
And people will be thinking, oh, my God, those guys are really rude. But what they've managed to do, according to all reports, is take Monty Python weren't able to do with Life of Brian, which offended a lot of people, is that it seems that people come out of this show going, you know what? What they're saying is that the good parts of religion are really beautiful.
Yeah, totally. It actually has a super positive message.
Yeah.
Like, yes, it's a very funny show and it's a little crude and, you know, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of fart jokes in there basically. But at the end of the day, you walk out with a, you know, it's got a really beautiful message of like friendship and community. And yeah, it actually doesn't say that religion's bad.
No.
Yeah, it says religion can be really positive, used in the right way.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about when a show continues to rack up awards, as this one has done?
Since,
And mate, you've been with this show for a long time now.
Coming on. I think I just passed my 6-year marker. Yeah, with the show.
That's incredible.
Wow.
So does that amazing. Add to the responsibility you feel like you have out there, or does it add to the confidence of the whole crew?
I think it adds to the confidence. I mean, like, we come out there and we're like ready to rock and roll every night. So, you know, it's sort of like, I always say like the show is like a roller coaster. Like, just show up. Strap in and go along for the ride. Yeah, yeah.
Sounds like a fun night.
Now, around the world, we might have heard of, you know, people protesting or people not being very happy about that. Are we expecting that in Australia or is it all going to be fine?
You know what? Honestly, I've never seen anyone protest the show at all. And I, like, haven't seen any reports of that. And because, like we mentioned earlier, yeah. like the show isn't really like, I mean, it's sort of anti everything, and at the same time,
yeah.
So it's sort of like, you know, it's hard to pin like one thing completely, but at the end of the day, the show is about two friends, and it's about community, and it has like a lot of heart, and people don't expect that side of it because it is South Park.
Yeah.
But you know, we look out into the audience at the end of the show, and you see people like, you know, really moved by the message that the show has, you know, and as they should. That being said, it's very crass.
Yes. Well, it's the South Park
don't
boys.
Bring your kid.
And indeed, well, yeah, maybe don't bring your kid.
I have seen people bring their kids.
I know.
And,
actually, there's...
And they're doing I know. This, putting their hands on their kids' ears, being like, we made a giant mistake.
Right, really early on?
Yeah.
Well, this may answer your question, Kimber, and I hope I'm right, because I have looked at this online, but apparently the Mormon church itself was advertising within the program of the show.
Oh, yeah, great.
So they were not offended. So. Yeah.
You know, and apparently the show does, when it travels to like Utah and to Salt Lake and stuff, it actually does really well.
It does well.
Yeah, super well. When the show is in Salt Lake City, it just like... Yeah, it went off like gangbusters.
Any criticism would have been from people who didn't know what was coming.
I think their position is like you know, the musical's good, but the real book will change your life.
Nice. That's a line.
Very nice. Do you guys get to have a bit of fun while you're in town? Is it all work?
I hope so. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really hoping to explore Perth. I mean, see.
You got 4 hours?
Beautiful sunny hours, just not today.
Yeah, it was beautiful yesterday. Yeah. But I've been here a few times. And this is maybe my sixth time here or something like that.
Oh, great.
It's kind of nice to get back.
This is my first.
You'll love it. It's a beautiful city. And even though it only takes 4 hours to do the whole lot, you want to keep repeating those 4 hours.
Yeah, right.
Is that good?
Guys, great to see you. A little education on the Book of Mormon this morning. We appreciate that.
Yeah, right on.
Thanks, guys.
Have a great season here at Perth, which kicks off on September 3rd at Crown. Ticketmaster.com.au for the Book of Mormon. Grab your tickets.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
It is your Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. 8.52. Remember, this month, enjoy up to 50% off some incredible extra savings at ABC Blind.
Breakfast with the lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
Every morning I get up too early. It makes me surly getting up that early. Matt's World.
My friends, it's time for a Florence update.
Oh, how's things going with the Dalmatian?
Yes, beautifully.
Yeah?
My God. She brings so much joy.
She's pretty cuddly and lovely, isn't she?
Oh, she really is.
You said that yesterday. She's super cuddly right now.
She is super cuddly. Yeah. Well, and that's it because, you know, she's 27 kilos, maybe coming up to 28 now.
Oh, God.
She's definitely filling out.
Yeah, that was quick.
Yeah.
She is beautiful nature, but of course she is growing up. And it all seems a little bit too early for this for me as a father.
Sure.
But she's on heat.
Oh, no.
You'll be a woman. Oh, dear.
My little girl's grown up, Cap.
Yep. Got the nappies ready?
Well, this is it. Now, already I can feel the judgment, not from you guys, but there will be people out there going, you idiot, why did you let this happen?
Right.
Because it's hard, right? Because you get information from professionals like vets, and it's completely 180. One group of people is saying, including my breeder, said, get it done before the first season. It makes the operation easier. Et cetera, et cetera. And you always want that. You don't want it to be as simple as possible.
Get that girl fixed.
But then another vet said, no, we think for bigger breeds, you should allow them to have their first season to let the hormones go through their body for development of joints and et cetera.
Yep. Right, okay.
Just to let her know what she's got to look forward to for the rest of her days.
Or not.
Yeah.
So we decided to go down that road. I mean, you just do what feels right, don't you?
I did the same thing. Yep. Bella had her first season before we actually had her fixed. So.
Yeah.
Right, so you put up with the certain behaviours for a while?
Yeah, a little behaviour.
How's that, having that around the house? Is it different?
It is different, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, they know that they're sexually attractive, and so they want to flirt with other dogs and carry on. And
well, this is
probably hormones, Maddie.
This is the thing, is that it's kind of fascinating because, of course, you know, we watch it in our own species, our own breed.
Yeah.
And she is exhibiting all of those signs, right? So she's super soppy at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like T and I were laughing, my partner T, that we should, you know, get her a block of chocolate and sit her in front of a rom-com.
Which one?
But then I'm walking her down the road and this dog came to the gate that often does and barks at her, and usually she sort of shies away.
Yeah.
And this time, out of nowhere, she's just like, whoa! Like this.
Did she flash some leg Instagram style?
Well, she's done that too. At the park the other day, there was a boy, and this is all I've been doing lately, going, hi, is that a boy? Has he had the snip? Okay, great, you know. This boy who has had the snip, all of a sudden she's in the sand. I don't know if you've seen Nothing Breaks Like a Heart, the clip.
Yeah, yeah.
When Miley Cyrus crawls from the front seat into the back seat.
Yeah. Oh.
That's what she was doing. exhibiting herself, going, hi, how are you?
So Florence is trying to get away from Liam Hemsworth as well.
Yes. But it's fascinating to watch. You know, as a modern man, I hope.
Yeah.
I understand what goes on with our ladies, and, you know, I don't envy it, you know. But there are things about being a woman that I do envy.
Mm. Yeah.
No, it's
can't
great.
Think of a
it's
damn
great
thing.
Being a bloke.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Coburn, Cannington, Melfin, Girraween, Joondalup, Eastvic Park, the places between. Home was where the heart is and that's all good. Let me tell you all about it, Matt. Tits from your hood.
We got that suburban wheel spinning yesterday. Got the help from one Dennis Cambetti.
We did, and speaking of help, Guy Sebastian has appeared on, and just in case you've never tuned in before, where have you been?
Way to make them feel welcome.
What have you been doing?
Just judge them.
But I do a little segment called Matt's Hits from Your Hood, where I write a little ditty for the suburbs of Perth, and we're into the 50s now.
You probably guess that's Matt speaking.
That
if you've
is me, Matt Diktinsky.
Yep.
Hello. And so Guy Sebastian has joined me. I've had, who else?
Samantha Jade.
Draft. Jade was great.
Often I'm on my own.
360.
360.
Oh, that was cool. Rapper.
Yeah.
I finally got a bit of street cred with that one.
That was Draft. Come
Choirs. Wrong rapper.
Couple of choirs. Now, I have got some special guests coming in,
okay.
And that's why I had... Oh, so this week it's Coburn.
It is Coburn.
Yep. Yeah. We wonderful. Landed on the suburban wheel there.
We did, yeah. Dennis Cometti was here to administer that.
Mm.
I have got an internationally award-winning supergroup in their genre coming in.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
They're huge in America, Canada, Ireland, and Uruguay.
And about to be massive in Coburn.
They're going to be huge in Coburn.
Really? Do you think they might get the keys to the city?
I think so. Well, they deserve it. And their YouTube clips have been viewed by millions of people. So they're coming in.
Okay.
So they're going to help me.
I'll get them Frio jumpers.
Some great... Great Facebook comments about Coburn.
I read some of those.
Please, can you work in Cheryl's comment? Cheryl's gone on our page and said, look, she's part of the Coburn chat page.
Yep.
Yeah.
And all they ever talk about on that page is, where are the best fish and chips? Can anyone smell smoke? And what is the police chopper doing overhead? There's a lot going on in Coburn, Maddie.
Now, we've talked already about the bottleneck at the freeway there, and Callum's comment, this Coburn's the place where people's merging skills go to die.
I love it.
Oh, Callum.
Awesome. What about those giant composite photos? What's going on with those?
Oh, yeah, that certainly makes a Guernsey in here, as does Anthony's. There's so many. I hope I can get all of these in. Mm. Anthony says, add a line in there, Matt, that the Dockers moved to Coburn to be closer to success.
it's an oldie bit of goodie. About 40 people said the same thing.
Right. Yeah. The birthplace of Tony Gilardi, apparently.
Okay.
Of course, we did the story the other day about the ban on fast food.
Yep.
The trucks down in Coburn. Robert has got quite serious. He said, is this for Coburn Central, the suburb, or Coburn City incorporating all the different suburbs?
Oh, okay.
It doesn't include the shopping centre. Robert, thank you.
Right.
We're going with the suburb.
Well, we're going for whatever fits. Mm. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
They are suburban songs, aren't they? So.
They are.
The city of Coburn does include a lot of the suburbs
it does,
down there.
It does.
It's a bit broad.
So I will be quite broad, but I do appreciate your attention to detail, Robert. Yeah. it's not the way I roll, but thank you.
Hey, mate, what about the obvious one where a lot of, you know, that sort of uncle humour at Christmas time will come out regarding the name of the suburb?
I'm not going to go. I'm not going to lower myself.
Spelling of the name of Coburn.
No,
he's finding a song to rhyme with rock.
Yeah. That's not the way Matt rolls.
Are you a Silent K kind of guy?
Hey? Nah, been there, done that.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay, well,
history.
I'll call you Diktinsky from now on. Matt Sitzmihood.
Friday.
So, Friday. Okay,
yeah.
With a special guest.
That turned
group.
Around quick.
Hey, didn't it?
Yeah. Looking forward to that. Well, you're doing one a week from now on.
I was going to, you know, regale you with the history that I've found.
No,
on.
Good.
Okay,
okay,
good. Moving on.
I haven't got time now. Sorry, Matt.
The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Whoa.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist.
Marmalade.
She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jen King missed.
We came to it late. The old Marmalade.
Marmalade. Now, guys, as you know, I've never really grown up and entered the property market, but I know that there's a few people here who enjoy looking at property and all the things that that means.
Clazy and I are real estate nerds.
You are real estate nerds.
Well, we're just nerds, but we're real estate nerds too.
So shall I, for this one, I'm going to put on my best I'm a real estate agent
okay.
voice,
oh,
and
super.
I'm going to try and sell you this place.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure. Yeah.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Sound familiar?
All right.
Great start.
Well, this is Croydon Hall here in Rodhuish in Somerset. It's on the market at $2.2 million,
oh,
but
okay.
Obviously the owners are prepared to negotiate on that. We've got 15 bedrooms. They've all got Ooh. Their own private ensuite.
Wow.
As you can see, there's a spa and a bar area. It's beautifully done sure. with a swimming pool.
Sure, I bought a car from this bloke.
Yeah, dining room there. Isn't that a beautiful long wooden table?
Oh. Yeah, that's
You'll
gorgeous.
See those throughout with the beautiful open brick place. Yep. This red bedroom really, really is stunning.
Mm.
And the way it catches the afternoon light's an absolute treat. You can see there's a big bed and, of course, there's iron chains coming off the off the walls there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, yeah, I mean, have you got any questions?
Oh, well, the house is starting to sell itself. What is this room?
This room is the red room, which is basically based on the 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah,
okay, sure. Direct replica.
And indeed, all of the 15 rooms are currently being used as sex rooms.
Right, okay.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, sure. So the building is used for swingers parties.
Excellent.
Do the chains come with or tables?
Oh, look, that can be negotiated,
yeah, sure.
buddy, no doubt about it. The owner is very ready to sell.
Wait, do I need to keep running the brothel or is this...
Well, look, it is a possible business opportunity.
Yeah, it is.
for sure. But we are very open to this. But look, it's got to go.
Yep.
Subject to finance, of course. But
wow.
It's in a great area and, you know, the world's your oyster.
Wow. One hell of a B&B.
I love the sound of that.
Did I do a good job?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to get a gig with these guys?
Nobody does it better.
Your pleasure, my darling. House is not a home.
It is appropriate that the name is Hooker.
It certainly was.
Well done.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber. The juice.
Oh, do tell.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
Going on to the entertainment world, Kimber?
Oh, some shocking claims about Russell Crowe yesterday.
Oh, what are they saying about Rusty?
Suggestions that he used a hand double in A Beautiful Mind.
Oh.
Claims, came back out in 2002, these suggestions first sort of surfaced.
Right. You're right up to date, aren't you?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But it's come back again this week, just yesterday. According to The New Yorker, Crowe had required a maths consultant, Dave Bayer, to write out the complex maths equations for A Beautiful Mind.
Right.
Which,
okay.
No big
that
deal.
Makes
I'm
sense.
Like, why wouldn't you? I mean, yeah. It's sort of like writing a different language.
Well, yeah. You know how hard it is to write on a blackboard. It's not easy to be neat.
Exactly. So, you know, I don't think that's such a bad thing. But then the National Enquirer came out and
don't
said,
tell me.
During Cinderella Man,
no.
when he was filming that, Crowe had such bad breath and body odour on set that his co-star Renee Zellweger refused to shoot the film with him, didn't want to do the love scenes, and they used a body double instead.
Breath double.
Well, Russell Crowe's not happy. He's taken to Twitter and said, whatever you have just attached, this story is quite simply utter horse...
Yeah.
He said he wrote on the blackboards and he did not get a body double for the kissing scenes.
Yeah.
He said, if you want less horse in your life, don't propagate it.
Yeah. And okay. Renee's never loved the smell of a real man.
Or a gladiator.
Or a water diviner.
Oh.
Now, Alice Cooper has announced that he's returning to Australia.
Hey, Uncle Alice.
This song was like my first introduction to Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
That was sort of the big album for me.
But a great pop song.
February 2020, he's coming back with his all-new Old Black Eyes Is Back show.
There
Excellent.
You go. Oh, we saw him not that long ago, a couple of years ago, with space freely.
Yeah.
They say it incorporates a setting inside his nightmare castle and features not only the return of Frank and Alice, but also the new $1 billion baby.
Right.
You'll get some classic hits, but some select deep album tracks.
Oh, okay. Look, I don't know if my brother's listening, but we as kids, we loved listening to Welcome to My Nightmare. Yeah. Had Vincent Price's great monologue on it. Yeah. And this song used to scare the hell out of me.
You've only lived a minute of your life.
That vocal.
Yeah. I must be dreaming. Please stop screaming.
Oh. Scared the hell out of me.
If you want to see Alice Cooper live, it's going to kick off at Perth's RAC Arena on February 8th. The general ticket sales will be Wednesday, the 21st of August, from Ticketek.
You want to see Alice Cooper off stage? No doubt he'll be somewhere like Karen Up or Wembley. Loves his golf.
Does he?
Yep. Mm. You'll find the best, the prettiest courses.
Oh, that's the place to look. Mm. And HBO Max, the upcoming Warner Brothers streaming service, is preparing to pay an insane amount of money for streaming rights for two really highly rated sitcoms that haven't been available online before. The first one is this.
Oh, God, have we not seen enough of that?
The Big Bang Theory and this one.
Oh, God, have we not seen enough of that?
Honestly, the deal to secure these two shows is expected to reach as much as $1.5 billion.
Oh, God.
So HBO Max just paid $425 million to bring Friends in 2020 when the Netflix deal runs out.
Okay.
But why bother streaming? The repeats are on TV every night.
It's just after MASH.
People sitting back, watching, making so much money out of those residuals, and they're not doing any work.
I know.
Passive income.
We're just jealous.
Breakfast with the lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt, and Kimber.
It's one of Perth's funniest nights out, and it helps sick kids. Mix 94.5's Laugh Out Loud with Clancy, Matt, and Kimber on the Big Breakfast.
Something a little bit special this year with Laugh Out Loud, guys.
Yes, not only is it going to be a great night with some professional comedians and me, but also we are giving someone the opportunity, someone who's never been on stage before as a comedian, but who might have been told by their friends, you're funny.
Yep.
We want you to get up and do a couple of minutes.
You've got to be amateur, never had a go before. It's a few minutes on stage. You can win $500 and tickets for your friends to come along too. So join us. All you have to do is email us a short video or an audio recording of a few funny bits and send that to breakfast@mix.com.au.
The funniest thing I find is the 500 cash. A lot of comedians out there, you'll know this feeling, Matty.
Getting paid more than me, that's for sure.
You've done it for a long, long time. 500, nice. And there's a big difference between being funny in your lounge room, but we don't care. We want you on stage. Care.
And look, at the end of the day, it's about having a laugh, right? And we're doing it for telethon, so do it. Don't take yourself too seriously.
Yeah, send us that video, breakfast@mix.com.au, and tickets are on sale now from Ticketek for the gig for $35.50 each, and part proceeds go to telethon. Yeah.
The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Now, the moment you've been waiting for all morning. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day.
Yeah, I asked my girlfriend why she likes living with me.
Yeah.
And she said, because you're really funny. And I went, oh, I thought it was because I'm good in bed. And she said, see, you're hilarious.
Great sense of humour, Paulie.
That Big Breakfast catch-up was for ABC Blinds up to 50% off sale.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.